Welcome to the third section of our podcast, The Investors, A World Without Antibiotics, The Race Towards Vaccinations. Now that we have gone over the science and the technology in detail, let's touch upon the role of investors in the medtech sector, or specifically in the rollout of vaccinations.
But before we jump into the details, let's first explore the difference between biotechnology and genetic engineering. Most of us often use these terms interchangeably, but they differ. For starters, genetic engineering is a branch of biotechnology that modifies the genes of living organisms, while biotechnology uses living organisms to benefit humanity.
Fair enough. Now that the difference is clear, let's ponder over the role of investors.
Currently, the biotech market holds a net worth of $793.87 billion. The most prominent investors in this field include RA Capital Management and OrbiMed, which invested $6.1 billion and $6 billion in the R&D of pharmaceuticals relating to COVID-19, which of course included vaccines. Overall, public investment remained the primary source of funding for the R&D of COVID-19 vaccines, followed by the CEPI. When we speak specifically of the UK, the investment has reached almost $4 billion, not just for vaccines, but for biosciences in general.
But simply investing is not enough given the situation. The investors have the power to influence vaccine uptake to reach the target of getting at least 70% of the population in each country vaccinated.
Of course, investment also means risks. The biggest risk takers are government, philanthropists, and global health groups. Fast distribution means quicker development, but without compromise on the vaccine's efficacy. If the vaccine does little to no good, all the investment could go down the drain. However, leading pharmaceuticals such as AstraZeneca, Pfizer, and Moderna have mastered the art of biotechnology and have created effective vaccines because of adequate funding and resources.
This is quite interesting, but let's not forget one other important factor that impacts vaccine distribution, the development cost. The vaccines are being sold at varying prices, ranging between $3 to $23 per dose. But what's the development cost?
Yes, that's an interesting question. Overall, the development cost in facilities with state-of-the-art technology equipped to develop vaccines for 100 million doses in 1 year ranges from between 15 cents to 30 cents per dose. But if you add shipping or other overhead costs, it can go up to 54 cents to 98 cents per dose. It is essential to note that mRNA vaccines such as Moderna and Pfizer are cheaper than other vaccine types.
Speaking of mRNA, there's a rumour circulating that it can alter human genes. Is this true in any way, considering it uses genetic engineering that can alter the DNA and genes of living organisms? I know you touched upon this in the Science podcast episode.
No, mRNA vaccinations cannot alter your genes or DNA in any way. According to Dr. Vladimir Jovanovic from KCCG, they are made of RNA, but once they enter the body, they cannot penetrate the nucleus, so there's zero possibility of it coming in contact with your DNA. But they are easily synthesized in labs, making them fast, cheap, and less risky.
Well, that clears the air about that. Moving forward, what do you think about these vaccines being classified as Class 3 medical devices? Can they be categorized under the pharma device convergence model?
Definitely. mRNA vaccines combine drug and device in one package, and since they are invasive, they fall under Class 3 of medical devices. Since their development requires an extensive approval process, investors spend more on funding pharmaceuticals, leaving all testing and approvals to them in the hope of earning profits over the long term. Their investments can help low-income countries reach the 70% target of vaccinations, as well as lowering costs considerably.
Well, that says a lot. In short, investors are the key players that take on risks and influence vaccine development costs. And with that, we conclude our session today. These podcast episodes are part of the Health Equalities Programme sponsored by the Portobello Business Centre and the Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, to whom we offer our thanks and appreciation. Tune in again for more insightful medical technology sessions from the Your Voice is Amplified podcast.